grandfather was an alcoholic who died when he was about 70. Okay? And he looks he looked better than Keith Richards when he died. The fuck is that about, man?
What's sad about Keith Richards, though, is I feel like he's looked like this for a long, long time. Like, before he was the actual age to back it up.
No, no. From the 80s on, like, when they got back together for Steel Wheels, which I don't even know if you remember.
No.
I was little when it went down. I was, like, I had just, like, started working out with my friend at, like, the local police athletic league, like, lifting weights and stuff.
Around what year is this, do you know?
89. Summer 89.
And wait, was there a Steel Wheels TV special, like a network TV?
I'm sure there was.
Okay,
I'm sure there was.
I think that was actually kind of my introduction to the Stones, was seeing them on TV.
And I'll tell you, it's also my introduction, too, because we were both little at the time, really. So what happened is the Stones are, like, we all know, they're like the Beatles light, I guess you could say. Mm. And then the Beatles break up, and they did the 70s, and they're like, they're surviving.
Who did you like better, Beatles or the Stones?
Fuck them. They can both suck my penis. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There's about 7 or 8 Rolling Stones songs that I absolutely adore that almost make me cry. They're so good.
But there's like 500 Rolling Stones songs.
That's the problem.
Average-wise.
Like, mathematically, you yeah. suck. And it's like, if you put records out for the better part of like five, not even, no, for 5 fucking decades you put out records, and I like 10 of your songs, you fucked up. You fucked up. That's just mathematically fucked up.